Yo, so I'm back in the motherfucking house for another edition of F Your Mother. This episode is gonna be a fuck work saga, right? For y'all that been following me, y'all know what a fuck work saga is, right? For the people that's just following me, every now and again, I do an episode where I detail either my work conditions at a shitty job, somebody else's shitty job conditions, or just bullshit jobs in general, right? It's always a bullshit job opening up, right? Now hiring. That shit right there gets redundant. And motherfuckers be having the audacity, right, to post signs about shitty jobs, right? What I mean by that, since the pandemic kind of eased up and places are back to almost to regular hiring and work capacities, you see a lot of these fucking fast food restaurants and shit posting signs and banners and shit up talking about now hiring, pay starting at $10 an hour. Who gives a fuck? Have you been in the fucking pandemic, right? $10 an hour ain't gonna do shit but piss you off, right? Because who the fuck wants to be there 40 hours a week just to get an $800 every 2 weeks and $686 after taxes? So you're looking at roughly $1,300 a month. I'm sorry, fast food restaurants is just not worth $1,300, man. They need to pay niggas a minimum of $3,000 a month. And that's not even being generous, considering that most of these fast food places are bringing in billions of dollars annually, right? And probably taking 80% of the bread after expenses and, you know what I'm saying, paying employees and shit like that. At least for corporate McDonald's, right? Franchisees probably like seeing $1 million, but they probably, after taxes, expenses, payroll and shit, they probably clearing 800 G's, so they could pay niggas $3,000 a month, right? But they stupid and they greedy as fuck, right? I tell you like this, sorry about that cutout, I had to pause this shit. Some dumb faggot ass redneck on a fucking Harley chopper drove it within proximity. I didn't want to pick up the noise. How y'all hear that bullshit? I never understand this shit. I be parking on fucking obscure roads and shit like that when I'm recording these podcast episodes, and it's always a stupid ass nigga or a dumb redneck that's fucking like nigga blazing his music extra loud, or some dumbass redneck that got the chopper pipes on his shit making all this unnecessary ass noise. But in any event, like I was saying, if they hired their employees at $3,000 a month, you would start seeing McDonald's food like come out quicker, cook better. You would see better attitudes. I attribute all that shit to bullshit working conditions, right? Including pay. You know what I'm saying? Paying a motherfucker has a lot to do with the service you get. If you pay a motherfucker a decent amount, you will see people will do their job. They will at least try to give you the best service they can. That's not to say they always gonna give you the best service, but they'll at least try. When you underpay people, they try to give you the, if you give them the bare minimum, they give you the bare minimum back. You know what I'm saying? So, but fuck all that. This episode is not about bullshit conditions at McDonald's. It's about this stupid ass job that I took, right? So my unemployment was about to end. So I was going on Indeed, right? Trying to be the wise owl before the shit hit the fam. Because although I got my unemployment stacked up, racked up, and ready to go, I don't want to spend all that shit. I ain't gonna lie. They gave your boy, you know what I'm saying, a pretty penny over the course of since March, right? So I I'm trying to maintain that shit. And capitalize off of it, right? So I'm trying to be wise and get me a job so that until my shit takes off, I can at least stave off bills and pursue my dreams unhinged. I don't know why my dumb ass applied for a fucking moving truck company, right? Moving furniture from lazy motherfuckers that just either don't got friends to help them move, or they want to see you bust sweats, or at the fact that they got $1,000 at their disposal to have another motherfucker lift they shit. You know what I'm saying? Usually richy rich ass white people and black people, right? Uppity motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And not just uppity black people. Uppity white people. People that make, like, you know what I'm saying, above average salaries. And like I said, they either got no friends to help them move, or they lazy fucks. You know what I'm saying? They family don't want to help them. They friends don't give a fuck about them. I've never moved and not been able to move my shit or have somebody willing to help me move my shit. Hell, I've never moved a fucking dresser set or a living room suit out of my house. And couldn't get a motherfucker to help me. And these are people with full-time jobs. Like, I'm like, yo, I need help moving. Motherfuckers gonna hold me down. Of course, I either pay them or buy them food. You know what I'm saying? Which I actually help in the course of actually moving the shit. So I'm not a lazy fuck paying people to move shit and bust sweats and, you know what I'm saying, rupture their spine and all this crazy shit just because I'm lazy as fuck. I actually participate. Like, I'll help. If you help me move, I'm going to participate moving my shit with you and pay you. But most people are lazy fucks. They'd rather see you do it because, hey, it ain't my job. And I really can't be mad that a motherfucker decided to carve out an industry doing that shit. But I don't know why I got the harebrained idea to get a job at a moving company. Now, the work, while it was strenuous and it was physically demanding, like, I ain't no bitch and I know how to lift shit, so I didn't really trip on that. I was like, you know what? I'm a man up. Maybe this will give me a chance to get an opportunity to get in shape, right? I always like to see the positive shit. Contrary to my podcast, right? I know I'm cynical on the podcast. In my day-to-day life, I'm pretty much cynical, right? But I try to be optimistic. Like, you know what? This is gonna be some back-breaking, brutal-ass bullshit work, right? The four B's. Back-breaking, brutal bullshit. Or you can replace one of those B's with a, you know, blue collar, right? Whatever. Maybe it ain't back-breaking. Maybe just blue-collar bullshit, laborious work, right? Whatever acronyms you want to put together. But I took the job up. You know what I'm saying? They told me it was starting off at $14 an hour. If I got all the paperwork and certified to be a driver, I'd be making $17. So it sounds sweet, right? You do the math. $17 an hour times 8 to 10 hours a week. Let's just do the bare minimum on 8 hours. That's a pretty penny for the day's work, right? Annually, it's about 42, I think, if my memory serves me correct. So I was like, fuck it, right? But then I get there, right? And the two dudes that I was working with, they was cool for the most part. One of the dudes was especially cool. Both of them niggas was felons, but they was cool no less, right? But one of the dudes was a low ambition, 5-kid having cocaine user, right? Now, I don't knock what a motherfucker do to get by. Just make sure what you do to get by, don't fuck around with you getting high. Fuck around with me getting by. Or whatever the fuck DMX is, right? But this nigga was the driver. So I have to drive with a motherfucker that is actually admitted to doing cocaine on a regular basis. Not only that, the nigga smoked a joint afterward, right? And I don't know if you guys ever been in a 26 foot box truck. You do not want to be a passenger in that motherfucker where the motherfucker getting high. But I've driven in cars with people that get high, so, you know, I kind of disregarded that, even though, according to my fuck work segments, that would be considered shitty conditions, right? My fucking health and well-being at risk because of this fucking dumb junkie. But that didn't make me want to quit the job, right? So I'm like, you know what? I'm a man up. After lifting those heavy-ass packages and boxes that the woman had, and heavy-ass furniture, it felt like somebody beat my body with a sledgehammer. But I was like, you know what? That's just a good intensive workout. If I keep this up for 6 months, I'll be built. But then I get back to the motherfucking place at the end of the day, right? And they gonna talk about I'm only getting paid for 6 hours. Now, may I mind you, I had been up since 4:30 in the morning. So I got up at 4:30, cooked me some breakfast, took a shower, shit shower and shave. It took 37 minutes to get there. I gets there at 6:24. I'm supposed to be there at 7 o'clock, but I like to be early, right? I'm keen on punctuality. These jughead-ass niggas don't take off until 8 o'clock. Then they stop at the gas station to get blunt wraps and Black and Milds and packs of cigarettes and coffee and shit like that. And then sat at the motherfucker for another 40 minutes. So we don't get out to the woman's house till 8:53. It's damn near 9 o'clock. So may I mind you, we started at 9. But we didn't start getting paid. We were already at the site. Yeah, so like I was saying before I was interrupted by another stupid motherfucker on a loud-ass dirt bike. We don't start getting paid till 10 o'clock, right? So 10, 11, 12, and I think 1. That's when we was finished loading up the shit, drive to the lady's house. Now, when we drive to the woman's house, once again, the clock stops running. It takes another 20, 25 minutes because it's raining. But they give us 30 minutes to make up for the time it took to get there, right? So, took 20 minutes. They gave us 30 minutes. We finishing all that shit. That takes 2 hours max. We get back to the spot. I think it's 3:51 on the dot. Now, I was only paid till 3 o'clock because of that en route shit. Because it took us time to get there and we don't get paid, they minus a half hour. Minus the 50 minutes. So that's roughly 30 minutes that I got back. And another 30 minutes they give us for travel time, which makes it an hour. So that puts me up to an even 6 hours. Motherfuckers is doing Chinese arithmetic. Now, at first, I was going to let this shit slide. But then when I did the math, I don't know what the fuck 6 times 17 is. Oh, yes, I do. 6 hours times 17. 7 times 3. Or 7 times 6 is 42. Carry the 4. That's $102. That's the equivalent of what a motherfucker makes that makes $11 an hour. Times, I don't know, 10 hours. Let's say they work 8 hours. They work 8 hours. That's the equivalent of, I'm not even going to say 12. It's like $11. And I'm not in this shit to get played, right? Because you do the quick math. If I had done that 5 days a week, that's $510. Minus two weeks, because the pay was every 2 weeks. So that's 1020. Minus taxes, let's say $200. So I'm at $820. Times two, 16, 1640. I don't know about y'all. I'm too fucking old to be getting paid less than $2,000 a month. I don't give a fuck. And you can't file exempt because it's full time. And you make more than $950 a month, and I don't want to get jammed up in taxes, have to owe the people money for filing exempt and all this monkey ass shit. I don't like to pay taxes when I pay taxes. I like to get bread back. If I file exempt, which you can't do because I make too much, Uncle Sam going to ask for that $3,000 at the end of the year. I ain't giving a motherfucker shit. So that's problematic. Not only that, I have bills. My bills in totality, including rent, car insurance, car note, and phone bill, is already $1,200. Plus credit cards, that put me at another $1,400. I'd be damned if I work and only have $200 at the end of the month. Not only that, it takes me at least $150 a month to eat. So what the fuck are we talking about? $50? You know what I'm saying? That is not enough money to keep a nigga going ahead. So, and I'm past the age of having to fucking use a job as a stepping stone. I put my time in. I have experience. I do not fuck around and waste time. Not only that, what I do when I'm subcontracting, I make that if not more. So now it's a waste of time. And because of the hours, I can't squeeze extra shit in. Not only that, you doing that shit, then you too fucking tired. Like I was saying, I felt like my body was beat with sledgehammers. It don't get better. It only gets worse. Your body gets used to it, yeah, right? But you still have a certain level of anxiety or fatigue or exhaustion that comes with the job. And it's hard to kind of like stretch yourself thin, especially if I gotta go to bed at fucking 9:30 at night just to wake up at 4:30. I like to get my 8 hours, especially if you're doing shit like that. You want to get some sleep. You fuck around and get 4 hours. Even if you do eat a breakfast, my nigga, you're running on fucking fumes. Now I have reason to believe they was doing motherfuckers like that, because the two dudes I was working with was felons. Word is, they hire nothing but people with criminal jackets. I'm not a motherfucker that got felonies, so I'm not subjected to have to do a job because you want to play me out like a sucker, and I can't do shit about it, right? I've been charged with misdemeanors. I got options. Hell, I've worked for fucking Amazon. They was paying 15, but they was giving you 10 hours a day. And they didn't deduct for breaks and shit. You know what I'm saying? With a little overage, you easily make $650, $700. I think my first check, I made $1,400 in that week. You know what I'm saying? First week, I make $1,400. So I need to get paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, my motherfucking skills require if I'm going to do a full-time job as an entrepreneur. So I thought about the shit all day, or at least the rest of that day. And when the next day came, I woke up at 4:30. You know what I'm saying? If I clock myself to wake up early at a job, after the first day, my body automatically just wakes the fuck up. And I sat there in the bed for like 30 minutes. And I was like, fuck this. I'm not gonna fucking subject myself to low wages working around all these motherfucking idiot motherfucking felons, doing all this backbreaking brutal ass bullshit work for peanut shells, right? And I say peanut shells because a lot of these fucking jobs like to play Chinese arithmetic. Even if they pay you 15 hours, they start doing shit mental gymnastic with the hours, right? Having a nigga work 20 hours a week or 30 hours a week, making $13 an hour. You do the math and you adjust that to what somebody makes that works full time 40 hours, you find yourself working for $11 an hour. Fuck out of here. Even if you making 15, motherfucker give you 30 hours a week, you making basically what a motherfucker makes that makes 13. So I'll be damned if on paper it looks like I make $17 an hour, but when you do the adjustment times full-time hours, you ain't making fucking full-time pay. If I'm making $17 an hour, I want a firm 40 hours. And that shit is non-negotiable. I don't need you trying to like jerk me out of time talking about I don't get paid until I get to the site. Motherfucker, I got to the fucking location to meet you guys to go to the site. Right? And like I said in my IG post, I do not motherfucker want to stand around and look at silly motherfuckers that I don't know for free. Right? But we getting the truck and getting all the equipment and shit. I'm doing all this shit for free? You got me fucked up. So I sat in my bed for 30 minutes till about 5 o'clock. And I said, fuck this shit. I turned my alarm clock off, or at least I hit it on snooze, and I went right back to bed. To which I woke up at 7 o'clock, and that's when they was calling me. Talking about, oh, yo, you were scheduled, are you coming in? I was like, look it, I'm going to have to decline. You know what I'm saying? Respectfully. You know what I'm saying? Then the guy went into the motions of trying to like negotiate with me. Well, you know, thought this would be something you like to do. Didn't anybody explain to you that you don't get paid till you go to the site? Fuck no, they didn't. Then he tried to lie. That's what made it worse. Talking about somebody explained to you how we get paid. It was in the videos. I took the videos and passed them motherfuckers. Right? It took me all of 20 minutes to actually do their little bullshit test. And I don't recall that shit. And I don't get high and I wasn't drinking. So my memory is sharp as a razor. You ain't about to fucking play me like, you know what I'm saying? That shit was explained. Cause if it was, I would have never signed on to that dumb shit. But the brother was cool that called me. Like, he ain't the motherfucking higher ups. The company is owned by 3 white boys. And working with white people, motherfuckers always try to give you like bullshit opportunities. You know what I'm saying? In my experience with working for white people and black people, white people always try to cut corners. They feel like if they give you a job, they doing you something, doing you a favor. First of all, if you give me a job, they didn't a fucking favor, right? A favor is giving me something I didn't have. A job is some shit I can go get from anybody, right? And that's just not me being cynical. That's just realistic. Anytime a motherfucker tells you some shit like, oh, well, you're lucky to be grateful you got a job. There's a lot of shit to be grateful. A fucking job ain't one of them. Especially when you got skills and you don't have things that's actually apprehending you from getting opportunities that pay more. I can fucking take a fistful of nickels and hit a job that pay more than what they trying to give me. So you're not doing me a fucking favor. Especially if you're trying to jerk me out of hours and time. Trying to do all this mental gymnastics to pay me what the fuck you think that I deserve, right? Now, I know a lot of people is out there listening going to say, well, at any job, you work from the ground up, right? Nobody starts making $1 million at any job unless they got credentials, skills, connections, or degrees. That's bullshit. I've met a lot of people that made decent wages. And it didn't take no fucking 6 months or no bullshit work evaluation so they can decide if they're going to up your pay. I need my fucking pay to match my age. Or what the fuck am I doing but wasting my time? You know what I'm saying? But that's because I'm a smart nigga. And white motherfuckers in America don't like smart niggas. They like dumb niggas and Mexicans. Both they can jerk. Now, if they want to pay like that, get some Mexicans. The Mexicans are signing on to that shit. I'm black and I ain't signing on to no fucking popcorn shells or no peanut crumbs. So I said, fuck that. Let me go back to doing what the fuck I was doing. But as it turned out, and I don't know why I was fucking stumbling over words, but as it turns out, the job that I was working at before the pandemic, they back to business as usual. They shot me an email. So I'm going to go with that shit. Now, granted, I'm going to have to sit and do bullshit security work for 12 hours, but they pay you. And I'm not getting jerked out of my time. So, I figure I'd do an episode on fuck work, because it's been a while since I actually had the luxury of doing an episode like this, and it's been a minute since I've actually worked for anybody. Anyways, if you like this episode, that's what's up. If you think I should have rough toughed it out to make the equivalent of $11.50 an hour after these motherfuckers had discussed my pay being $17, although they was jerking me out of hours, then F your mother.